Israel Sister, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, Australia, July 30th, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, I have a message for you from the Master. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. If we will keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we shall catch the light of his countenance, reflect his image, and grow into the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. My sister, to know him is life eternal. We are to contemplate God in Christ. If we will only do the work the Lord would have us do, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, our hearts will become, in his hands, sacred harps, every chord of which would send forth praise and thanksgiving to the Lamb, sent by God to take away the sins of the world. The life of Christ and his labors of love shames and condemns our unbelief. But the promise is, ask, and it shall be given you. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew 7, verse 7, 11. Then let us ask. The character of God as represented by his Son as the Lord of heaven and earth, and yet our Father, is not only full of truth, but of mercy and loving kindness. This makes the lessons of Christ as a new revelation of God, as a new gift viewed in a new light to the world, showing the deep and bored benevolence he bears toward men, Christ's representation of God as a tender, loving, pitying Father. For every service, the Lord has guaranteed to requite us, not because it is a debt he owes us, but because his heart is full of infinite love, full of mercy and tenderness, outflowing toward us in that he will repay us 100-fold in this life, and give us in the world to come life everlasting. Many do not cultivate faith because they look at the objectionable and discouraging features. They do not consider that all the universe of heaven is waiting to become co-laborers with them, waiting to make them the living agencies to bless the world with the message God shall give them to bear. The Lord Jesus is our strength and happiness. He is the great storehouse from which the human agent may, on every occasion, draw strength and happiness. How grieved he is when, after he has given us a rich experience in his willingness to help us in our emergency, we withdraw our eyes from his sufficiency to look on and bemoan our own weakness. Let us ever behold him and trust him as the one ever ready to help those who need his help. We have no right to bemoan our own weakness and inefficiency because he has shown himself to be an ever-present help in time of need. As we receive him, we have something with which to help others. Thus receiving and imparting, we grow in love toward God, increasing in faith and peace and assurance and holiness, which is wholeness toward him. Yours with love.